Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Hallelujah. Please sit down for a minute. Is Martha here, please? Lights. It's hot in the room, man. Too many lights. Hallelujah. How many are looking forward to our air conditioning? Do you believe it will come? Ah. God is good. Beautiful. Now, I want us to pray for something. Amen. Now, when I was in school, secondary school, they told us that there were three answers to prayer. Yes, no, and wait. Who had that three answers? Did you hear those three answers? You heard it from me. I said that they said it. Okay. Now, I want us to believe that there is only one answer to prayer. And the answer is yes. Wow. I said there is one answer to all your prayers from heaven, from God, and that answer is yes. Okay? Now, turn with me to James and let me show you the reason why sometimes it looks like your prayer is not being answered. Because after today, there is only one answer to all your prayers. Amen. 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 And if you believe what I'm saying, from now till you die, you will have only one answer. Amen. And the answer is yes. I mean, the answer is whatever you are asking for, God is saying yes. James 4:3. It says, you ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. All right? So, and then he goes on to, you adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever will therefore be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Real adultery is friendship with the world. That's really adultery. Yes. Adultery is actually spiritual. Yeah. Read it. Is it not there? You adulterers and adulteresses. You know, marriage is important, but it's not as important as they make it out to be. Yeah. You see, what God is looking at, the real adultery, is our friendship with the world. how we like the world, Pa. We want to be close to them and we want to be like them, Pa. We want to be very much connected to them. That's the real adultery. Anyway, that's not the topic. Verse 3. You ask and receive not. There's no verse in the Bible like this verse. That's clearly saying and giving the reason why people don't receive. It's because they ask amiss that they may consume it on your lusts. So, the main reason why you would think that there are three answers to prayer is because you are missing the topic. As soon as you change your topics, all your answers are yes. As soon as you change your topics, your prayer topics, all the answers are yes. Also, are you saying that you can only ask for certain things? Because based on what you are saying, the topics are going to be fewer. I tell you, all topics are included in the topics I'm talking about. Yes. Beautiful. 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter number 3. Beautiful. And we are reading verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. Please, don't take your dreams lightly. Somebody's dream is even in the Bible. Your dream could have been in the Bible too, but you are not taking it seriously. Your dreams are serious things. Wow. So from today, any dream you have, wake up, start praying. What does it mean? If it is bad, Father, I bind it. If it is good, I receive it. Amen. Now, he said, ask what I shall give thee. Ask what I shall give thee. Verse 6. And Solomon said, thou hast shown kindness to your servant. A lot of words. I'm sure the priests have got words from these. Righteousness, uprightness of heart, thou hast kept him for thy great kindness, giving him a son, and so on. Verse 7. And now, Lord, you have made your servant the king. And I'm a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Most of us, if we had had such a prayer topic, blank check, ask what I shall give thee. And he says, you ask amiss, or you missed the topic. So from today, you will be praying with the right topic. And your prayers will all be answered. Yeah. Why waste your time praying when it will not be answered? And he said, you ask amiss so that you may consume it on your lusts. Usually, those are the topics we don't get. I want a car. I want money. I want a house. I want a job. I want this. Yes, I want a wife. I want a beloved. Don't waste your time praying. I'm showing you the real topics. Shabaya kabalaba bandalaba. Wow. Now, thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which are those great people, cannot be numbered. Verse 9. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. You see, your topics are changing. And all your answers are coming. Give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. Wow. You don't want money? No. I want understanding heart. What is the use of understanding heart? You just pray for these right topics. To judge thy people that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge these people? They are so great. Verse 10. Now the speech pleased the Lord. Now, if you go and ask somebody for something and what you say angers him or irritates him or reminds him of something he doesn't want to remember. And you remind him of somebody who asked for this same thing. Hey. Are you there? We are about to pray and get an answer this morning. The speech pleased the Lord. All right, that Solomon had asked this thing. Verse 11. And God said, you see, this is the reason for the answer. Because thou hast asked this thing, you see, and hast not asked for thy long life or asked amiss. You see, every time you pray, you can pray for the right thing, and then there is the wrong thing you could have also prayed for in the same situation. Yeah. But sometimes you shouldn't even bother to pray for a child. I'll show you something. I'll show you magic in the Bible just now. Do you like Bible magic? Yeah. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life or riches, the usual things that we consume on your lusts. You haven't asked for the life of thy enemy. Lord, kill my landlord. Kill those who are, persecuting me, Lord. Finish them off, Lord. Bury them, Jesus. All right? But has not asked for understanding. Okay, now look at verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. And lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Very nice. You see, you should just always make sure that you ask for the right thing. Yeah. So when you have a need and there's something right in front of you, remember that there is the right button to press. And don't press the wrong button and you get the wrong response from the computer. Error. There's a right thing to press with everyone. All right? I mean, sometimes you have... Some girls are even wiser, you know, when sometimes they see a brother, and I'm saying this for both the brothers and the sisters, all right? Like when you see that the brother is a spiritual brother, then when they see him, they start to talk about spiritual things. You know, like he's into missions, so like which countries, I mean, I've been thinking about souls, and you know... Because they know that he's a spiritual brother. So they just come and say, I was reading Chronicles. It's like they know the brother. So let's talk about such things. Yeah. I was reading Chronicles and then I learned something very powerful. Wow. So, meanwhile, she's not into mission, so... This is why some people have problems after they get married. But you should know the right topics when you are talking to anybody. Yes. Because there are some things he's interested in. So God is saying, I have done according to your words, and there will be none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Hey. Fantastic. Now look, continue. The magic is continuing. I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. You didn't ask for it. But I've given. In fact, I was impressed that you didn't ask for it. Yeah. I was impressed that you didn't ask for it. You know, once I was with somebody and I was praying, Lord, let this person not ask for this. If the person asks for this, I cannot give it. It's like a sister who is desperate, flowing with her brother. Then one day she can't control her sister. When will you propose to me? You've spoiled the thing. Because anybody you go and tell that she's proposed to you, they say, oh, how? Charlie, don't mind her. Oh, brother proposed to me. Just play the song. Ida has sang it already. They are cool. Or WhatsApp the song to a minister. Wow. Are you listening? So he said, I've given you what you didn't ask for. Yes. I've given you. You know, sisters who are thinking of telling the brother to propose, look, he is thinking what you are thinking. Do you know that people are always thinking the same thing? I don't know if it's like some kind of waves that are passing. When you like somebody, the person also likes you. And when you are angry with somebody, the person is also angry. And when you are bored, the person is also bored. You'll find out when you marry. Everybody is thinking the same way. Yeah. You'll find out that everybody is thinking. So there was no need to ask. Brother, propose. No. So God is saying there's no need to ask for certain things. Yeah. You know? And I've given you what you didn't ask for. So there shall not arise among you anybody like you ever. Ever. After thee, before thee. That's the verse 12. Neither unto thee like thee, before thee, after thee. This is what God can do. Are you with me? Now, everything we need has a spiritual cover that leads to the thing you want. So ask for the spiritual thing that is covering it. And when that spiritual thing is done, it will lead to the other things. I've never sought for money. I rather thought I would be a very poor person. Or any of these things that people are searching for. Yeah. You can hardly find me ever praying for money. I mean, I've prayed for money before. But it's not a common, it's unusual. So maybe if I feel that there's a spiritual power preventing the money, maybe I'll pray. All right? So, start to look towards the spiritual thing that leads to the thing you need. And ask for that spiritual thing, okay, which leads to what you need. And from now, is it like wisdom? Let's look at wisdom, for instance. Proverbs 3. Beautiful. If you look at Proverbs chapter 3, from about verse 7, you see the Bible is showing us what is in wisdom. Be not wise in your own eyes. Then, verse 13, happy is the man that finds wisdom. And the man that gets understanding. All right? So, why not seek for wisdom? That's what Solomon prayed for. So, you must believe so that you ask for the right things. All right? So, he said, happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. Amen? The merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. In other words, the benefits of wisdom are more than the benefits of silver and gold. Okay? And then, she's more precious than rubies. Verse 16. Length of days are in her right hand. So, why pray for long life? Why pray for long life? Pray for wisdom. You'll be sitting there, God will tell you, eat tomatoes or tomatoes, depending on where you are, or tomatoes. It depends on where you come from. And in her left hand, riches and honor. So why pray for riches? Why pray for long life? And why pray to be honored? When it is in the right hand of wisdom and in the left hand of wisdom. Have you ever heard of God saying, no, I mean, you think about this answer. Every prayer, the answer is yes, no, or wait. Okay, Lord, I ask you for wisdom. No. God says no. It doesn't even sound, you as a human, a bad person like you, will you say no when somebody asks for wisdom? Huh? It cannot happen. But asking for riches, you see that it can easily pass bush because money has a lot of negative things with it. But in her right hand, long life. One day I was sitting at a table and I saw somebody doing something. And the Holy Spirit whispered to me. I was sitting with a man of God, great, very great man of God. He did something. His daughter came to give him something. And the Holy Spirit said, look at it. Do it. Since then, I've been doing it. Yes. Hey. There is no need to pray for long life. Pray for wisdom. Who has it in his right hand? And then riches. Wisdom. Do you think there is no money in Ghana? Money is everywhere. Huh. How the Lebanese like Ghana? You should see how they are fighting to be Ghanaians, Lebanese, and Indians, and other businesses. Yeah. White people don't go to places where there's no money. They only go where there's money. They are money hunters. When you say white man, I know there's money. On a plane, or he's going for money. Rarely is he going for a woman, but occasionally, but mostly it's his money. Okay? And then it goes on. Many things. Her ways are with pleasantness. Some of you are looking for, Lord, give me a pleasant girl to marry. A nice wife. Somebody who doesn't make her face. Somebody doesn't get angry easily. Somebody who will be sweet after the wedding. Huh? Sweet after the wedding. I don't mean the wedding. Everybody is sweetly smiling. You need wisdom from the Lord to choose. Yes. You can't follow hips and thighs and waist. Because some people are in the shape of a Coca-Cola bottle before they get married. After they get married, they turn into a canned Coke and become straight. Are you listening? Verse 18. Oh, no, and peace. How many want peace? Peace. Beautiful. So let us learn that God's power and can do everything. And praying for the right of you, there's nothing like yes, no. God says, Lord, I'm asking for wisdom. No, wait. Be foolish for some time. And then you get wisdom in about 4 months' time. I'll give you wisdom in about 4 months. Or next year, I'll give you wisdom. Next year, July, half wisdom. But from now to next year, be a fool. I mean, somebody who has prayed to God, can he say wait? I mean, you even know there will be no wait in it. So you start to see that. And meanwhile, the wisdom you are praying for has all these things. Look at 2 Peter. There's magic coming here. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Listen to this one. I mean, if you like verse 2, you could also start from verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through what? So why not pray for knowledge? The spirit of knowledge. Things you don't know are affecting you greatly. Things you don't know are affecting you greatly. And even knowledge, it can be so much, so it can affect you so much that having too much knowledge too can affect you. You'll not be happy again. Verse 3. Now, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life. What are the things that pertain to life? Cars pertain to life. Houses pertain to life. money pertains to life. Telephones pertain to life. Credit on your phone pertains to this life. Beloveds pertain to this life. Huh? Honeymoon, money for honeymoon, and even knowing where to go. I mean, okay, that is it. Hotels for your honeymoon. You'll be there. And what again pertains to life? Carpet for your room. Air conditioner. Look at how we are feeling hot here. Hey! Fuel for your car pertains to this life. What? Money for your hair. Wigs pertain to life. Wigs. Because some of you, the wigs you are wearing, they look like hats. You might as well just get a hat. Because we can see that it's not your hair. Look, a good wig, we should not be sure. So is it a hair or it's not a hair? That's a good wig. But when we can see clear that your hair is under and then this one is on top, then it's not the right. What else pertains to life? Mercedes-Benz pertains to life. Shoes pertain to life. Bags pertain to life. Dresses pertain to life. Your wedding dress pertains to this. How is it going to come? Read it. Not through knowledge. His power. Yes, his power. Yes, power. God's power. God's power gives us all the things that pertain to. That's why I say to you that money and all these things, it takes the power of God. Yes, power. Power brings you what pertains to life. And even to be godly. If you can't be godly without God's power. It takes power. So it is rather better for us to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus, one of the only topics he gave us, he said, if you being evil know how to give good things, will your Father not give you the Holy Spirit? And what did he say? You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit. So I prefer to spend 4 hours praying for the Holy Spirit. I will not mention a car. That's why I have cars and I can't even use them. If I ask for cars now, there are a lot of people that will buy cars for me. Yeah. Serious. I'm not praying for car. Why should I pray for a car? I'm praying for the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Okay? And 2 Peter 1:3 says, according as his divine power has now given us all the things. I personally believe that blessing and prosperity is not from hard work, but from the power of God. That's what I believe. Because me, I work very hard. I don't think there's anybody in my organization who works as hard as I work, who is as tired as I am. Yes, I don't think there's anybody with many things that we are all doing. But I believe that in spite of all hard work, what I believe is that the power of God is really what does whatever. It's almost like the hard work is just like a kind of duty. It's like an obligation, something you have to just do. But really, it's the power of God that is bringing everything. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, to me, you know, to pray for the Holy Spirit is one of the best things. And when I pray for the Holy Spirit, I'm praying for power, the Holy Spirit to come. Spirit of this, Spirit of what if, even if you don't know the different parts of the Holy, just the Holy Spirit. Oh, then it gives you 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and to being godly through the knowledge. You see, so the power even works through the knowledge. That's why knowledge is important. Who has called us to glory, which means splendor. Splendor and beauty, doxa. And virtue. This is what God, your future is virtue. Good character, good behavior, good life, God has called you to glory, to be very nice, to be beautiful. That's your destiny and virtue. Yes, but it comes through the power which gives you this thing. Take it from me. You don't work as hard as I do. No, you don't. I'm telling you, I'm into hard work. But the thing, it is coming from the power. Yes, stand up, everybody. What are the three answers to prayer? Number one. Yes. Number two.
Yes.
Number three.
Yes.
What are the four answers to prayer? Number one.
Yes.
Number two.
Yes.
Number three.
Yes.
Number four.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Can you imagine asking God, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit? No. It is not an answer. It will never be no. And it will never be wait. Power. Power. Lift your hand and begin to call on God. For the Holy Spirit's power. Ask for the Holy Spirit, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes on you. Ask for the Holy Spirit, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Kaloma shandelebeke baramamanda. Oh yes. Oh yes. Marandala mashandelebeke marandala baba. answers are yes. Now listen, this is what I want you to do. Just say to the Lord, Lord, you know what I need. You know I need a beloved, I need this, I need, and I know all those things. But I'm praying now for the Holy Spirit. Yes. I pray for the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands. Call on God. Just tell him, Lord, you know everything. You know this. But I'm asking for the Holy Ghost. I want to receive power, Lord. I want to receive the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit.
Come.
one of the main, there are many dimensions of the Holy Spirit, but one of the main dimensions of the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. You all know that. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of wisdom. Lift your hand and just ask Him for the spirit of wisdom in your life. Your life is changing by the spirit of wisdom. Your life is changing. Your mind is changing. The way you think is changing. Foolishness is going away from your life. Bad decisions are going away from your life. The spirit of wisdom is taking over your life. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Receive the spirit of wisdom right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit that you've given to us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down for a moment, please. Now, some of us have not yet received the Holy Spirit and don't speak in tongues. So I want to pray for you today. Amen. How many of us here have not yet received the Holy Spirit? You don't speak in tongues yet. Give me a wave. All right? So many of us. Well, very good. So today is a happy baptism day. And so we are going to pray for you to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, if you turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Okay? "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting." Amen? "And there appeared unto them cloves, tongues like as of fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Hallelujah. And it goes on, and what's his name? When Peter preached, he said, "This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel." All right? Where the Lord said, "I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh in that day. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." Which means that they are going to be affected by the Holy Spirit. All right? "And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams." Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, you know, the Holy Spirit is so necessary. You know, these are the prayers that God always answers. And the Bible says that when they received the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues. You know, there's always a change, some kind of change in your life. But you see, we are not here to just pray for physical things, but rather for the spiritual things that lead to everything else. In fact, since the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church, which began the Pentecostal churches, no church growth has taken place like since Azusa Street, when the day of Pentecost was revived, the pouring of the Holy Spirit. So your life changes, but you can't see the Spirit, you see. So you need faith, but it's real. It's real. And the Holy Spirit changes everything about a person. Most of the things you can't do when the Holy Spirit is, you can do. You can do all. Yeah. So when you don't speak in tongues, it's the first evidence that you haven't received the Holy Spirit. So you need to receive the Holy Spirit. And it's like all through the book of Acts, always when they were receiving the Holy Spirit, they were speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. And the speaking in tongues, you may say, "I don't know, I know languages, I studied a language department, but I don't recognize the language." You see, there are tongues of men and tongues of angels. So a lot of the tongues we are speaking are the tongues of angels. You know? And God is very powerful and He changes your life. Now, those of us who already speak in tongues, many of us don't use the tongues well. You know, because you need to speak in tongues more. Because Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Because the devil can see you when you are not edified. Because it's spiritual. You know? The devil is a liar. He told Adam and Eve that when they eat, their eyes will be open. But it was the opposite. You see, a lie means it's not true. He's a liar. Their eyes rather were closed. So they now didn't, they don't see the things they used to see. We don't see the spirit. That's why, you know, recently they introduced in airports this X-ray machine that you walk through, you lift your hands up. And there's somebody in the room, he's seeing you naked. Do you see? Yes, serious. Naked in a way. So they were protesting about it. And they said, we don't like it, but they are still doing it. You know. So it's like a spirit seeing you standing there. You know, that's how when you are in the spirit, you see. So when you are in the spirit, you know, some of you, when we look at you, the spirit, it's like you are very small. Yes. You don't because you don't speak in tongues. And even though you can speak in tongues or you've spoken in tongues before, it's not something you do. So you are very slim in the spirit. Yeah. Some of you are even dwarfs in the spirit. Some of you are like, what do you call it? So you need to speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you bypass your mind. You know, I found it very difficult to start speaking in tongues, but my mind is so active. Yes, my mind, you see, I think a lot. You get it? I'm always thinking and analyzing. That's also the gift of God. That's how I wrote all those books, Loyalty and so on. It's analyzing people, how people behave. I was in Ethiopia, and somebody was saying that when he first read my book, a pastor of, you know, a big church, he was saying that, was this man in my church? He sees all the people are in my church. That is written in the book. I said, well, I have not been in his church. So your life is changing by speaking in tongues and by flowing in the Holy Spirit. Look, you came to church to be spiritual. I brought you here to be spiritual, not here to give you carnal things. You need to become spiritual and anointed. Yes. And more full of the Holy Ghost and supernatural things. You see, if you want to have a supernatural life, speaking in tongues is the first supernatural. It's supernatural. When I say, I'm already in the supernatural. Because it's not a natural thing. How many want your life to be supernatural? Like above natural? Yes. So those of you who speak in tongues, but you don't use it, you are not using the supernatural part of yourself. Yeah. Yeah. You always stay in the natural. And the natural part of your life is not so wild. Is it not true? Yes. So you have to become more supernatural. And when we are prophesying, and I'm saying things in the spirit, you see, it's like speaking in tongues that has turned into English. Yes, Bible says that he that speaks in an unknown tongue and interprets, it's the same as prophecy. So many times when I'm speaking in the spirit, it is not, you know, it is not tongues, but it is English, then it's prophecy. And it would have been tongues, but the tongues have turned into English. So you are hearing something. Yes. Listen. There are times that a person speaks. It's not him who is speaking. You know, if you remember what Jesus said, he said, in that day when they take you, do not premeditate. He says, but it is the spirit of your Father which speaketh. Don't interrupt my preaching, please. Don't interrupt my preaching. It is the spirit of your Father that preach, that is speaking. Amen. So it means that you are not the one speaking, but the spirit of the Father is speaking. So it means that there are times that I will be speaking. I'm not the one talking to you, but the spirit of the Father is actually the one talking to you. That's why sometimes it seems like it is true. Or you see that, does he know this? But it's not the person. It's not just advice. It's not, oh, he's just talking. There's his opinion. So when he says, oh, it's his opinion. And look at what the verse says, Matthew 10, 20, he says, it is not you. So it's not the pastor or the man of God that is speaking, but the one who is speaking is the spirit of your father. The spirit is speaking. So when you are praying in tongues, are you listening? Yes. It's supernatural. When it turns into English, it does prophesy. It's also supernatural, but you can understand it. That's why these days, when I speak it, that people say, I receive, because this is also a prophecy, but you didn't understand it. Why not say amen and receive, I receive it? Why not receive something good? So, everybody here is being raised into a supernatural realm. Those who don't speak in tongues, you speak in tongues today. And those who are already speaking in tongues, you are lifting your life above your current natural way of doing things. In Jesus' name. Do you accept what I'm saying? How many want a supernatural existence? You need it. Really, you need it. Yes. You know, I don't want to be natural. I don't want to be Hayward Mills. I don't want to be Doug. I don't want to be what I am. I want to be super natural. Because I'm not being rewarded for being Mr. Hayward Mills. It hasn't brought much to me. I am being rewarded for it's the Holy Spirit part of me that is working. I don't mean any particular family. You know, your family and our family, they are all not so wild. God's power is wild, and God's power changes your family. You are no more just like your family. You are super, super, supernatural of your family. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. All those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit and you don't yet speak in tongues, come to the front. Please sit down, the rest of you. Just stand up and come and line up here. I'm going to pray with you. Please, if you have your bag or whatever, always carry it with you. Not all men have faith. Yes. Come and stand here. Just line up here. I'm going to pray for all of you. And we are all going to pray. All those of you who already pray in tongues, you have received the Holy Spirit. You are moving higher. Yes. Avoid my blue. Yes. Right here. Wow. So many people. You see, what is happening is that charismatic churches are gradually becoming like Orthodox churches. So many of us don't have the Holy Spirit. Come. Come and also go to the side here. Usher people to this side as well. Round this side and also round the other side. Yeah. Luke 11 verse 13. All of you who've come to the front, look. Please let them go all the way around. Yes. All the way around. Are you listening to me? We are about to pray for the Holy Spirit. Yes. And even those sitting down are also going to pray for the Holy Spirit. Usher the people all the way this way, please. Beautiful. There must be about 1,000 people here who are coming to receive the Holy Spirit. Now look at the verse on the screen. It says, if you who are evil or bad boys and girls know how to give good gifts. Have you noticed that some bad boys can give gifts, but like they can charm you with a nice gift? And God is saying that you cry a bad boy, you can give good gifts. Do you see? How much more shall your Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for the Holy Spirit. So God is about to give you the Holy Spirit. But before I pray for you, how many of you standing in front here are not born again yet? Like, you don't understand born again. You are not really born again. Raise your hand. Let me pray with you for that one first. That one is first. Because you cannot receive the Holy Spirit unless you are born again. Raise your hand. Okay? Beautiful. Now say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Everybody in front, say, Lord Jesus. Please forgive me for my sins. I am sorry for all my sins. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. I receive the Holy Spirit. I receive salvation today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, listen. Something supernatural is about to happen to you. Amen. Volume on my front here, please. Now, listen. All of you here, watch carefully. Watch this. When you ask God for the Holy Spirit, He will give you the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that, because the answer is what?
Yes.
Yes. Answer to every prayer is what? Because we are now praying for the right. You can mention in a sly way to God, God, you know I need a beloved. Father, I pray for the Holy Spirit. You see, well, you just mention it and then just continue. You get what? No, it's not sly, but like, I mean, in a way, God should know about everything as you are praying about the Holy Spirit. What do you think? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't harm anything. But what you really need is the Holy Spirit, and God will give you the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, what happens when God gives you the Holy Spirit? Acts chapter 2 verse 4. It says, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with tongues. So God doesn't put a radio in your stomach and put it on. Then the radio will be like, no. He says, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak in tongues. So when I pray for you, or when we pray for you now, you are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit and you will begin to speak with tongues. Amen. Hey, tongues is nice. Oh, you don't know what you are missing. Kaya malaba shandala baba. It's beautiful. So all of you in front here, today is your day of Holy Spirit baptism. After church, we are doing water baptism. But now it's Holy Spirit baptism. Today is Happy Baptism Day. Amen. And God is about to fill you. Now, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, it says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. You must really desire spiritual things. You can't just be desiring kebab and banku. You are looking forward to your banku. It is your desire, is only your kenke and fufui that you are going to eat. Amen. You can only have it. Look at what he says. Desire spiritual gifts. How many are going to desire spiritual things from now? That's why God doesn't give us, because we don't desire them. But after today, you are desiring. Now, verse 2. Fantastic. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaketh not to men, but to God. You see, I'm not speaking to you. Did you understand what I said? I'm speaking to God directly. Direct. This is your direct phone line. Some of you want my number. Today I'm giving you God's number. It's tongues. What do you need my number for? You need God's number. Look at what he says. When you speak in an unknown tongue, you speak not to men, but directly to God. Because nobody understands you. But in the spirit. How many want to operate in the spirit? The way to start operating in the spirit is speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you are in the spirit. Because he says, when you speak in tongues, in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries. Wow. From today, you will be speaking mysteries. One day, a man was on a ship. Are you listening to me? He was painting the ship on a ladder. You know, I don't know if you know how the ships are painted. He was on a ship painting. And as he was painting, the people inside the ship forgot that he was painting. Somebody was painting. So they decided to let down the anchor of the ship. Now the anchor would be as big as this cross, something like this cross. Huge metal. Because they use it to secure the ship so the ship cannot move. So the anchor started to come straight to where he was painting. So he looked up and he saw the anchor coming. But he was a born-again Christian filled with the Holy Ghost. So he didn't know what prayer. You see, you may not know what prayer to pray. The Bible says that when you speak in tongues, you speak not to men. Because he could have shouted, hey! But he spoke directly to God. Do you know what happened? Immediately he was inside the ship. Yeah, he was inside the ship. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. You see, most of us will not have prayed, Lord, put me in the ship. You would have been praying, Father, I give my soul to you today. I commend my spirit into your hands. Or even you would have prayed for grace to swim. So speaking in tongues is, it says your spirit is praying and you are speaking directly to God. Today, power is coming over your life as you receive the Holy Spirit. And finally, in verse 3, it's beautiful. It says, he that prophesies speaks to men to edification, to convert. Verse 4, beautiful. But he that speaks in tongues edifies himself. And that word edify is the word you use for charging a battery. Yes. So you are charging. In other words, he that speaks in an unknown tongue, edify. We don't use that word edify. So I'm going to edify my battery. No. I'm going to charge my battery. Because it's not the English that we use. Oh, I'm going to edify my battery. I'll be back. Oh, your car battery is not edified. If you can go and edify it at the petrol station. We don't say that. We say charge. So if this Bible was being written with modern English, and in fact, I think the Amplified says so. It's like he that speaks in an unknown tongue charges himself like a battery. That's why I always speak in tongues. Today alone, I've spoken for hours since I woke up. I've spoken in tongues for hours already. Most of the things I said, I didn't understand, but I was speaking in the spirit. Everybody should stand up now. We are all praying. Listen, how many realize that you received the Holy Spirit, but you've not been using it well? Today is the beginning of a greater supernatural. Let us, all of you here, lift up your hands and pray, oh God, fill me with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to lay hands on you. Some of the pastors will also join to lay hands on you. And suddenly you begin to speak in tongues. Now just everybody ask God for the Holy Spirit. Everyone in this room. Ask God, Father, give us the Holy Spirit. 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 Give me the Holy Spirit. Give me the Holy Spirit. Give me the Holy Spirit. Manda kamalana mahashadaraba. Everybody, thank God that you have received the Holy Spirit right now. Begin to thank God right now. Everyone, thank God. Just thank God. Say, thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving me the Holy Spirit. Thank you for answering my prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for answering my prayer. I believe that I have received the Holy Spirit today. I thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. Now, begin to speak in tongues. Receive the Holy Spirit right now. Don't speak in English anymore. Just open your mouth and begin to glorify God. I want my pastors to join me as we pray for. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive it. It's flowing. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive it. Begin to speak in tongues. Yes, don't speak in English anymore. Receive it. Don't pray in English anymore. It's flowing. Quiet. How many of you have started speaking in tongues already in front here? Lift your hands. Hi. So many people. So many. Wonderful. Now, if I've laid hands on you, go back so that those whom I've not laid hands on can come to the front. But don't go back to your seats, because I'll pray for everybody at the end. If I've laid hands on you, stand at the back of the crowd, and those at the front should come. Kaya Balabashanda, Rambo Kasara. Satan, I bind you. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Leave her, leave her, leave her, leave her. Nando Kabalaba Kabalanda. Yes, demonic powers. You are breaking. Off the blue, off the blue. Now, all of you here, listen. How many of you have already received and started speaking in tongues? Beautiful. Look, as it let it flow, it's a river. How many of you have not yet received? Very good. Lift your hands. It's all those in the front. I'm praying for you now. Now listen, everybody, thank God right now for, and including all of us, thank God. Say thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I'm receiving the Holy Spirit today. Mando karama, mando karama, mando karama. 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 Right now, don't speak in English anymore. Receive the Holy Spirit. Begin to speak in tongues right now. Right now, from this moment. Begin to receive, 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 receive. It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. Kalama Shiva la Baba. Rama la Baba. Yes, 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 yes. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. On this side, lift your hands. Jesus, Jesus, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, lift up your hands. You are becoming supernatural, supernatural, supernatural. Power, power, power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Receive it now. Just thank God. Don't speak in English. Receive the Holy Ghost. Begin to receive the Holy Ghost.
Receive a good spirit. Receive a good spirit. Receive a good spirit. The spirit of God. The spirit of God. The spirit of God. The spirit of God. La ba la ba la ba shuba la la ba ba la la ba ba. Hey la ba la ba la ba ba la la ba ba. Hey la ba ba la la ba ba la la ba ba. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. How many of you have received the Holy Spirit and started speaking in tongues? Oh, all the front and all of you. Lift your hands up if you received the Holy Spirit and you started speaking in tongues. Oh, why don't you put a clap? I give a clap offering. Oh, yes. Now, all of you in the congregation, remember when Jesus said to his disciples, receive the Holy Spirit. Now lift your hands. Now I say to you, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Everybody begin to speak in tongues and glorify God right now. Thank you. Lift your two hands now. Taking a deep breath. Receive the might of the Holy Ghost. You'll never be weak again. Receive. Receive the might. You'll never be weak again. In anything spiritually, in the natural, in every way of your life. Receive it now. Receive a deep breath right now of the Holy Ghost. Take it now, it's flowing. Take it now, it's flowing. Take it now, it's flowing. It's flowing. The power of God is here. Receive, receive, receive. Yes, let it flow. Leave, 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 leave. Maloba kabala, malola bala. Yes, 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 yes. Receive the Holy Ghost. It's flowing, 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 flowing. Thank you, thank you. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for today, baptism day. You are baptizing us in the mighty Holy Spirit. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, listen. I have a word for you. I have a word. Don't worry about screaming. People screaming, falling, it's part of the Holy Spirit. Like, if you want natural things, don't come here. If you want natural things, don't come here. It's a supernatural church. Hallelujah. Now listen, I want to say something to you. Some of us here, you are wondering that, why is it that when I speak in tongues, I hear something like la 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 or ba 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 ba. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 that I'll speak to you with a stammering tongue. You see, when somebody is stammering, a stammerer, all right, when he's stammering, Isaiah, stammering lips and another tongue, I'll speak to you with these people. When somebody says, but,
he will say, but. Or when he says, I love you, you say, I love you. Yes. So the characteristic of the tongues, all right, that God is giving us is stammering tongues. That's why that particular characteristic is there. With stammering lips and another tongue, I'll speak to these people. Amen. So, when you hear that, don't think that, oh, it's not a language. No. Then the other thing is that the Holy Spirit, Jesus spoke about it in John 7. He said that out of your belly shall flow rivers. Now, what is a river? Are you all listening? I'm saying it because a lot of us, we say we speak in tongues, but we don't know what it is. Is that a river, where it begins, is very small. But if it's allowed to flow, it becomes very big. So one day I was in Uganda, and somebody showed me, do you see this stream? A small stream near somebody's house. And he said, I said, what is that? I said, that's the River Nile. That's the River Nile. That's where it's beginning. So that small tongues you are speaking, that's the beginning of the River Nile. But it's not the River Nile, but the river of the Holy Ghost. It says, out of your belly shall flow rivers. Yes. So let it flow. If you don't speak in tongues much, your tongues are very... You know, I can actually hear when people pray in tongues a lot. When they pray, I can hear it. Because it's a river that you see. This is a big river. It's like when you come near a big river, you can hear the sound of the water. When it's a small stream, you can hear the small stream. Shh. From today, everything about you will be supernatural. You're speaking. Some of you are not good in school, but from today, you become good in school. Because the Holy Spirit in you, flowing. Lift your hand. Let how many want the river to flow for a few more? Let it flow. Let it flow. Speak in tongues. Flow. Oh, yes. Manto caspalados. Meitalamba sambolomaka. Leman del padesto la talba rimandal beneva calpalere. Lada cabado balema da baleva da malaba la balobo. Let it flow, everybody. Let it flow, supernatural. Let the supernatural part of you be manifested, supernatural. Latas alfalagos. Lakela adabola, taliba alamora adela amazobalade. Rebel as paliogos, talabiligale. We give you praise, Lord. Lay hands on your head now. Father, thank you for everybody who's laid hands on himself. Lord, because we cannot lay hands on everybody, I say, Father, let the mighty spirit of wisdom, spirit of holiness, spirit of understanding, spirit of knowledge, spirit of humility, spirit of power, spirit of a sound mind, spirit of revelation, spirit of truth, spirit of light, spirit of the Holy Ghost, spirit of God. Rest upon everyone now. Receive a supernatural impartation of the Spirit of God on your life, on your mind, on your body, on your feelings, on everything about you. You are declared covered with the Holy Ghost from this moment forward. Whatever you were not able to do, receive power from the Holy Ghost right now. Whatever you are not able to attend to, you are not able to achieve, receive power after the Spirit comes upon you now. You are laying hold
on that which you could not hold onto before. You are reaching the heights you could not reach to before. Receive God's power and God's Holy Spirit on your life. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen. Hallelujah. Now, before you go back, all of you here, I am calling you supernatural babies. So, some of you did not yet speak in tongues. Isn't it true? How many did not yet speak in tongues? Just a few. Doesn't matter. Let me tell you, you are just like me, because when I went somewhere, they said they were going to pray for the Holy Spirit. Almost everybody received except me and about two other people. And you ask why? Sometimes it's because you don't have a strong desire. That's why it says desire spiritual gifts. Why would God tell you to desire something that you can't have? But you have to continue to pray. So all those who did not receive the Holy Spirit yet, okay, you are called supernatural babies, class 2. You are in class 2, okay? So supernatural babies, this is a special group. After church, we are going to meet you over here. We will close very soon. But when we close, this side here. Just come and sit here. Okay? Your life is never going to be... You know, do you know what I feel? You know, some of you are going to start seeing visions from today. And some of us in the congregation, your eyes have been dry. You are going to start receiving visions. You are going to start hearing. You are going to start knowing things. You are going to start having guidance. You are going to have strength that you didn't have before. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap and a shout of praise. You may go back to your seat, everybody. All supernatural babies may go back to your seat. And those of you who are standing there, you are now the supernatural grown-up class. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, yes. You must be comfortable in a spiritual environment. That's why we are here. We didn't come here to get a lecture on philosophy. If you want lectures on philosophy, I'll take you to the nearest university. We have about 4 around us. All those who want philosophy classes, please, after church, come outside. Go outside. Do you want philosophy or you want the Holy Ghost? Wow. Sit down, everyone. Oh, are you not excited about these supernatural babies? I mean, people walking around without the Holy Ghost, it's like you are handicapped. Yes. What can you do without the Holy Spirit? Very little. Now, Landoka Sayambo Talabari Anderemi. All right. Sit down. I'm waiting for the supernatural babies to sit down. Wow. I just feel that your life is becoming supernatural. I mean, you know that your personal life is not very supernatural. So it's like you need some supernatural something to add to you. Yes. Oh, I love it. You know, I was in Addis Ababa when I went to Ethiopia. You know, I was taken to the VIP lounge. They told me, you are the first pastor in the history of Ethiopia who has passed through the VIP lounge. They said, pastor, don't pass through here. Yes, pastor doesn't pass here. You are the first ever. Supernatural. Yes. And thousands of Ethiopians. When I asked them, how many of you have read my books before? Thousands. They've all read my books. Yes. All of them have all read my book before. In Amharic. This is not a Mr. Mills. This is supernatural. How many want there to be something supernatural about you? Yes. Supernatural. Yes. And the power of God was greatly manifested. Yes. So, I tell you, your finances will be supernatural. No, look at 2 Peter 1:3. Don't anything I say is not in the Bible. Don't accept it. But if it's in 2 Peter 1:3, accept it. Look, what does it say? His power has given us.
You see,
His power has given us the things that pertain to this our life. His power, not anything. His, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain. That pertain, somebody said, oh my, to spiritual. No, to life, and then in addition, godliness.
Because sometimes you need some help to be godly, eh?
Yes.
Shakabalaya. You know, years ago, I was in secondary school, and God sent a lady, a young girl, to my life. Yeah. Her name was Betty. Yeah. You know, it's like what you need to be godly. She called me on 31st December and she asked me, what am I doing? I said, I'm not doing anything. 31st December, we don't do anything, we sleep. She said, no, I'll take you somewhere. I said, me? She said, yes. So, okay, no problem. Where? She showed me the way, Art Center, 31st December. I think it was 19, when was the revolution? Is this the 31st one? Yes, I think it was 81, or somewhere there. Oh, but rather before, because I remember during the revolution, when I was going home after there was a revolution, after the 31st. Not, I don't know if it's that one or the one after. I think it was 1980. Yeah. She took me. I slept, eh? I slept. Because I've never gone for an all-night before. Why are you angry at me if I sleep? It was my first time. Don't be so spiritual sometimes. But I tell you, after, I was changed. Yeah. I was changed. It's supernatural. There was a change. Then when we were going home, she took me to the place where they sell books. And they were selling Bibles. And she said, this one is good. I don't know if she paid for or I paid for it. I don't remember, but it's the same as she bought it. Little book, New American Standard Bible, New Testament. That's why many of the verses I know it from New American Standard, because that was my first Bible. She took me. You see, when I say, God's power will bring you all things that pertain. Sometimes a person will be brought by the power of God to help you to be godly. Some of you have been sent to your life to help you to be godly. Yes. Yes. Shakabayana. Sit down. The power of God is here. Sit down. Listen. Then, I was in school. She was also in the same school. She said to me, I'm going to teach you how to have your quiet time. I said, really? And she brought me a daily bread. And that's my New Testament that she brought. I said, sit down in the Western dining hall of Achimota School. She said, open here. Open. I didn't know anybody. Nobody has told me something like that before. I didn't go to church before. Open here, open here. I sat down with her. So read the verse that they say you should read at the top. So I read it. So after reading, read the explanation in the book. Do you understand it? Then we pray. That is my Christianity. Many of the books I've written come from my quiet time, even preaching. Yes. God is sending somebody who will help you to be a good Christian and a real Christian in the name of Jesus. I disconnect you from any personality that brings you backward in your Christian life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down. Some of you are renting a house with someone who brings you down. Either a house or a room. Yes. Now, by the power of God, you are receiving the ability to move from that place. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Whatever brings you down in the house, I disconnect you by power and by the prophecy and the power of the prophecy. You are transferred from that house. Hey, people are already being blessed. So receive it. Put that verse. It's a beautiful verse. 2 Peter 1:3. I don't know what else you want. Power gives us things. Yes. Power. Power gives us things. Yes. Power. Divine power. Yes. It brings things. This young man stand, he was with me in Addis Ababa. It's the power of God that took you to Addis Ababa. Did you buy a ticket? Do you know how much it cost? Yeah, you don't know anything. Yeah. He was surprised. He didn't know. Even on Sunday, he didn't know. Even on Monday, he didn't know. He was told, hey, you are flying. Power. Shabakabayadalaba. I went to Addis Ababa with about 10 people. Soon you'll be traveling for a nice journey, doing wonderful things. Yes. How many want to travel for Jesus? Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. I see an island, and somebody here is walking on that island. Not for a holiday, but because of the work of God. Receive it in Jesus' name. May you stand in the places that God has ordained for you to stand. May you go to the places that God has ordained for you to go. May you do the work of God that God has ordained for you to do. May you live and fulfill all the callings of God on your life. May nothing truncate or cut off your calling till you die, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lift your hand and say, divine power. Divine power has given me all things. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church this morning? Have you received a word already? Why don't you stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise? What a blessing. The power of God is real. God's power is at work every day in our lives, and it is our responsibility to testify of what God is doing in our lives. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus said, were there not 10 who were cleansed? Why is it that only one has returned to say thank you? Amen. You are the next person to give your testimony in Jesus' name. Make sure you send your testimony to your pastor, your Basenta leader, or myself. Amen. And God is turning your life around in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to put our hands together for our brother Reginald Sakodie as he testifies of what God has done for him. Put your hands together for him. He's our missionary in Madagascar. Why don't you put your hands together for him? Hallelujah. Reginald, what has God done for you?
I want to give God the glory for helping me and for saving me from a bad life, saving me from masturbation, an addiction to pornographic materials, and also crime.
Wow, how did it happen? Tell us.
At the age of 10, I got involved in reading pornographic materials. I got involved in masturbation, and I joined a bad company. And we used to go out to steal things from shops, then we'd go and sell it in other shops that sell similar products. And we didn't do it because we were in need, but for the fun of it, the fun of not being caught. And it went on for some time. When I went to SHS, I was a very bad boy. I got suspended and I was almost sacked.
I see. So how did you get saved?
I remember in 2011, as I sat behind my TV one day and I watched Daddy Bishop Dag Hayward Mills preaching a crusade. And as I watched the crusade, I was convicted. I didn't understand a lot of things he said, but I was still moved to learn more about him. So I was very glad when some Bible students from Anakazo came to my house, and they said they are from Lighthouse Chapel, and they want to take me to church. And I said, okay, I'll go with you. I want to see the white man I saw on TV. So I followed them, and there I met Bishop Ntefo, and I got saved. He gave me the book, Gospel Salvation. And from then, I joined First Love in Cairn Westy. As I kept coming to church, my life changed. And all the bad things kept on dropping off as the days went by.
So you are not into masturbation anymore?
Anymore. I don't have the desire. I don't have...
What of pornography?
Not at all.
You see, the Bible says that I will not be brought under the power of any. These things he's talking about, they are very powerful. If you are not involved, you don't understand. The Bible says, I will not be brought under the power of any of these things. Whatever power is over your life, whatever is dominating your life, whatever is pushing you to sin, is broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
So I want to thank Daddy for starting churches, for sending pastors, for preaching at the crusades. It was through that I've been saved, I've been changed, and now I'm a missionary. Some of my friends went to prison, and they had to start SHS again. But now I stand here as a missionary on an island preaching. I want to thank Daddy very much.
Oh, why don't you put your hands together for a powerful testimony and give the Lord a shout of praise? How shall they be saved without a preacher? How shall they be saved without a preacher? Hallelujah. Amen. I want to read this testimony also coming all the way from South Africa. Amen. The company I was working for owed me a large amount of money. I'd worked for them and they owed me a day's wage. I had to wait till payday to receive the amount of money, which was roughly 500 rands. At the beginning of the week, I was listening to the recent Give Thyself Holy message on miracle provision, and I received the prophecies. Immediately, I told my sister that I was going to get miracle money in my account. She laughed at me. You see, don't be worried if somebody laughs at you. The guy says that his sister started laughing at him when he told her that he's going to receive miracle money. But she said to me, when it comes, I must withdraw all and not ask any questions. You see, they don't believe, but when the prophecy comes to pass, they want to enjoy the prophecy. Amen. Payday came and I didn't even bother to go and check my account. But because my parents were in a bit of financial difficulty and we hadn't paid our rent, I had to go and check my account. I decided to withdraw whatever money was in my account to help my parents with the rent. I was expecting under 400 rands because of deductions and bank charges. You see, the company was owing how much? They were owing how much? 500. So he said he was expecting around 400 because of deductions and other things. But when I got there, to my surprise, I managed to withdraw 2,000 rands. 2,000 rands. You see, he said, I tried to calculate where the money was coming from, but there was no explanation. It was miracle money. It was miracle money. I see you receiving your miracle money in Jesus' name. Amen. Through this divine provision, I was able to help my parents with the rent and also still managed to pay for a trip to Johannesburg the following week, which I was believing God for. God bless you, prophets, for prophesying into our lives. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. I see you receiving your miracle money in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's put our hands together for our sister, Ekia Kwanza. She's a dancing star. Oh, put your hands together for her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What has God done for you, Ekia?
I want to thank God, and I want to testify about how I received miracle money through the instructions from our bishop and prophet, Bishop Dagiwood Mills.
How did the miracle money come to you?
When Bishop preached about how we can receive financial blessings through spiritual things, that day he said that we should pay our tithes. As at that time, I was having my last money, so I was contemplating whether I should pay.
Contemplating whether to pay your tithe or not. So you were the one he was talking about. And what happened?
So when Bishop said that, I was moved and I paid the tithe. So on Tuesday, the following Tuesday, I was sick. I couldn't go to work. So when I woke up, I saw a message on my phone. It was an unknown number. And the person was asking me how I was. And the main question was, what do I need? I was very confused.
The person asked this question.
What do I need?
What do you need?
I was very confused. So I said, oh, I'm broke because I didn't have money. And the person said, I know, cry. I was like, hey, how can you know? Because I don't know who I'm talking to. And I've not, like, I was very confused.
You hadn't told the person you needed
I've not told anyone anything.
And what happened?
And the person said that I saw you in a dream telling your roommates that you are broke.
The person said he saw you in a dream telling your roommates that you were broke. There are windows in heaven. I'm telling you, there are windows in heaven. Listen, prophet explained that there are windows in the heavens. And when you give your tithe, you activate the blessing of open heavens. Hallelujah. This lady was contemplating whether to pay tithe on. You are sitting here, you've not paid tithe for the past 3 months. What happened when he paid the tithe? What else happened?
So the person asked me for my mobile money number.
He asked for your what?
Mobile money number.
And what happened?
And I was like, hey. So I called a friend. I asked the person who the person was. And I actually know the person. But I didn't talk to the person for like in a long while. So I called a friend to verify the number because I thought it was a prank. So the person said, well, I'm not a Christian. I said, okay, let me send the number. I sent the number. Within 2 minutes, I received an alert. The person sent me 5 times the tithe I paid last Sunday. 50 times the tithe.
The person sent you how much?
50 times the tithe.
50 times the tithe you paid. I see you receiving your blessing in the name of Jesus. 50 times the tithe you paid. Hallelujah. The prophet is giving us instructions. Instructions. The Bible says that the scripture is profitable for instruction in righteousness, that you will be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Amen. As you receive the instructions, whatever blessing you are looking for will be supplied in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So from now on, are you going to pay your tithe?
Yes, please.
Are you going to be a faithful tither?
Yes.
Well, put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? As we receive our brother Caleb to testify of what God has done for him. Amen.
Amen.
What has God done for you, Caleb?
Well, I want to express my gratitude to God for healing my dad through the Holy Communion and the prophecies of our prophet.
Wow, how did it happen?
Well, for a while now, my dad has not been really well, and he's been going to the hospital. We've been spending so much money. So he was admitted in the hospital and was in really critical condition. So he was unconscious for like 5 days. And he was on oxygen. We were paying so much money. So I was really worried. Like, it was really bothering me.
And what happened when he came to church?
Then on Sunday, that's on the 29th of October, we came for service. And as we were having the communion, the prophet prophesied. And he said, I see someone in a bed and I discharge you.
He said what?
I see someone in a bed and I discharge you.
Was your father in the bed?
Yes, please.
He couldn't move.
Yes,
he was hospitalized.
Yes, please.
And the prophet said what?
He sees someone in a bed and he discharges the person.
Hey! Whatever bed you are in, whatever bed your family is in, God is discharging you by the power of the prophecy. Amen. You see, this brother came to church here in the First Love Center. His daddy was admitted in the hospital. And during the communion time, he was taking the communion for his dad. I didn't know that was possible. But it seems it is possible to be here in the First Love Center for God to use you as a point of contact to reach your whole family. Hallelujah. And what happened?
So after the service, I called my mom to ask how my dad was doing. And she said he was not really well still, but he was still in the hospital. Now he was even being fed via a tube connected to his mouth.
Mercy.
So I was a little confused. I was like, what's happening? Now, during the week, I was still listening to that particular message on the podcast.
We're listening to the message.
Yes, please.
Listening to the prophecy.
Yes, please. Then on Thursday, after listening to the message and the prophecy, I called my mom. Now, the amazing thing is, I didn't even ask my mom how my dad was doing. Now, when I called her, the moment I said hello, she just told me, your dad has just been discharged from the hospital. And
wow.
We just got home.
Wow. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. The Bible says that I charge you that by the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, you might war a good warfare. This brother was not discouraged. He kept fighting with the prophecy. He kept listening to the prophecy. Kept believing it. And it came to pass practically. So how's your dad doing now?
Right now, he's even in a better condition. Because initially, before he went to the hospital, he was getting sick on and off. And the doctors were saying they think it's stroke. But then We're not sure what was actually bothering him. But then since he came back from the hospital, he's even been in the best of his health than I've even heard of. My mom is always thanking God and telling him that, you have to go and testify to the Lord, because what the Lord has done for us is really great.
Wow.
And I was telling my mom that it was through the prophecy, because when I heard the prophecy, I was so glad.
Wow. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for a powerful testimony? God will solve your own situation for you in Jesus' name. Whatever financial, whatever health condition your parents are in, your family is in, God will use you as a point of contact to reach them in Jesus' name. As the prophet prophesies, wellness is coming into your life in Jesus' name. Let's put our hands together for our brother Kenneth as we receive our final testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What has God done for you, Kenneth?
I want to thank God for helping me to overcome a long-standing problem.
A long-standing problem?
Yes, through the prophecies and prayers of our prophet.
How did it happen?
Yes, after completing KNUST in 2015, I was struggling to get my certificate. So I went back and forth with the school authorities, but I couldn't get it. But I became disturbed and I almost gave up. But the words of the prophet that if you are, as long as you're in this church, you must finish school and finish properly, was ringing in my mind all the time. So I gathered myself and went back and kept on fighting. But to the extent that I even took some of the papers again, but the certificate was still not coming.
Hey.
Then I came for a prophetic encounter service.
And what happened?
And the prophet prophesied that there's someone here. 2 years now, there's an albatross over your neck. It's like a long winding snake, which will take you your whole life to deal with.
Hey.
I received it and I said amen.
How long had you been chasing your certificate?
2 years.
2 years.
2 full years. 24
and the prophet
months.
Prophesied that what?
That there's an albatross over your neck for 2 years.
For what?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years, my sister.
Have you spoken to him about your problem before? Have you discussed this problem?
No, not
you are sitting there. Why don't you stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise? Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? Your problem is a 2 year old problem.
2 year old problem.
And you've done all you
all
have to do.
I've done.
But it's not going away.
It's going.
So after the prophecy, what happened?
After the prophecy, my head of department called me.
Who called you?
My head of department.
No. You mean you called your head of department?
No. He called me. He was even looking for me. So
your head of department called you.
Called me.
That's what?
That a way has been made and I'll get my set. And even two professors of the university also stepped in.
They will have to call you. Prophetic power is at work here. Prophetic power is at work here. Listen, the Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. I don't know which king you have to deal with. I don't know which panel you have to sit in front of. But at the prophetic word, at the declaration of the prophet, you are receiving favor in Jesus' name. Wow. So are you a graduate?
I'm a graduate and I have my certificate.
Do you have your certificate?
I have
in your hands?
And I finished the school properly.
You finished properly.
Properly.
Just as the prophet said.
The prophet said.
Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. And what again? I think there is more. What again?
And over the prophet prophesied as a revival service that we should receive missionary calls.
Take your time. He prophesied what?
We should receive missionary calls.
We should receive missionary calls. And what has happened
by the grace of God?
That?
He's sending me to Mozambique very soon.
You are on your way to Mozambique. This is our newest missionary to Mozambique. Why don't you give the Lord a powerful hand clap and give the Lord a shout of praise? What a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Listen, we have to believe in the words of the prophet. Hallelujah. Believe in the prophet, so shall he what? Prosper. This brother would have been walking around in the church as an illiterate, without a certificate, but prophetic power has done it for him. It will do it for you today too. And I'm glad to announce to you that the prophet is in the house and you'll be ministering under the anointing today and God will touch you. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies. Amen.
Oh, I think you can do better. I think you can do better for the powerful testimonies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the prophetic encounter service. You didn't come here to encounter a singer. You didn't come here to encounter a mere man. You came here to encounter a prophet. This morning, a couple came to see me very early in the morning before the first service. And they said, the woman, they've been trying to have a child for 5 years. And the woman said, in a dream, an angel appeared to her and told her she has to connect with this altar. So she came, she's not in this church, from another church, to connect with this prophetic altar. And she said, the angel told her that there is power in this house and under this ministry.
Now listen, the Bible says in Luke 10:16 that he who hears you has heard me, and he who despises you has despised me. This morning we are not hearing the words of men or the wisdom of men. We are about to hear from the vessel of God, the words of God himself. So I want you to ready your hearts. I want you to ready your minds. I want you to open your ears. We are about to hear from God. And I tell you, as you connect to this altar, your life will never be the same. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Give the Lord a shout as we celebrate and welcome the servant of God, the prophet of our time, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Celebrate. Expect your miracle. Expect your miracle today.
Lift your hands. Father, we expect your miracle, and we have already received your miracle. We thank you. We thank you for your presence, your power that is here in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want to declare over you a prophecy of 7 wonderful weeks starting from today.
I receive it.
7 wonderful, wonder-filled weeks. Starting from today, 7 weeks are beginning from now.
I receive
and
it.
These 7 weeks are going to be filled with wonderful things for your life.
I receive it.
Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, the prophecy you believe is the prophecy that is going to happen in your life. 7 weeks will end on the 30th of December. Yes. Every step in these 7 wonderful weeks will take you towards your glorious destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, wonderful things are going to happen in your life, in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? The prophecy you believe, you are going to experience. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want you to expect miracles, good news, rainy seasons with harvest seasons, good tidings, good messages on your phone calls that are important, long-awaited breakthroughs to start coming in, promotions of all kinds, anointings and giftings from the Lord. Whatever is missing, these 7 weeks will bring it. Your proposal, the one that is going to I love you that you haven't heard, you'll hear it in these 7 weeks. Your missing husband is going to come around to be found. Your missing wife is just about to come around. Take it now in Jesus' name. I declare 7 wonder-filled, wonderful weeks over your life in the First Love Church in Jesus' name. Amen. Let it be so. Beautiful. Now, why will you be having such wonder-filled weeks? Because of our wonderful Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is wonderful. Isaiah. Hallelujah. For unto us, a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called. First name, wonderful. If you have Jesus, you have something wonderful, and your life will be wonderful from now. Hallelujah. You see, you have to believe in things. When you come to be a Christian, you better start tuning up your faith. All skepticism and criticism and doubt, sarcasm, mockery, all those things, we don't, it doesn't work here. Yeah. Just have faith. Yeah. Faith. Amen. Now, I want to start to share with you about wonderful, your wonderful salvation. Your wonderful salvation. All right? And in this wonderful salvation are many things for you. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. What does it say? Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. I love it. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So, this word, Savior, you know, there are different ones for Savior. Soter, sozo, soteria, so many different ones. But it's all around the same. It's like how you say, I mean, remember, remembrance, remembering, and so on. A different Greek word, but they are all around the same thing. But sozo is a word, salvation. Soter, salvation, Savior, save, Savior, save, saving, salvation. Now, this is a Greek word because the New Testament was translated from Greek, and the Greeks believed in people who were saviors, deliverers, people who could preserve them. So this was a name that was given to their gods. Do you see? So some common gods who were called saviors were Zeus. Zeus. Have you heard of Zeus? Is that Zeus? Zeus, okay. It depends on the school you went to. I went to Achimota. Zeus. Zeus. All right. And Apollo. Is it also Apollo or Apollo? Okay. And then Epicurus. All right. All these people were seen as saviors. Apollo, Zeus, Zeus. I prefer Zeus. And Apollo and such supernatural beings. All right. So you don't need no supernatural. And in Ewe, the Delilah is a savior. Means savior. That's why that name in particular, you have to really check it, because you may be named after a god. Especially if you're whatever, did not really believe in God. So when you have that name, Delah or Delali in particular, Deladem, Delanum, Delalom, Delanyom. It's like, which particular savior? Because the Greeks, when they spoke about a savior, they were talking about Apollo and Zeus and all these other. Oh, there's a one with one eye, Cyclops, and other powerful Hercules, this type of people. Do you see? Yeah. So if you are called Delah, Delali, you may want to check which Delah it is. Whether it's another, they have something they call Legba. It says it is a spiritual policeman of the house. So it's something like a short pillar. And you put it in front of the house. And it saves the whole house. When we went to the Volta region for crusades, we saw some of them. You see it there. It's a Legba. It's a spiritual policeman. Hey! Now, Luke 2 verse 11 says that unto you. This is your savior. Yes. Not Greeks. Not Ewe. Jesus. Is born to you this day a savior. Wow. So, we've had people in Ghana who were called saviors. It's a name that is also used for politicians. You used to be called Delah, right? Yeah, he's now called Isaiah. I changed his name. He's now a prophet. Hallelujah. Now, you have a savior. And you have been saved when you know Jesus. He's the powerful man saving your life. Yes. So you must decide to be closer to your savior. But there are many things that he's going to do for you. And that he's doing for you. Amen. So from today, decide to be closer to your savior. Because he has come to save you. 1 John 4:14. Quickly. 1 John 4:14. Now, we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior. Sozo, soter, soteri, whichever word it is, to be the Savior. So he has come to be like the supernatural God for us. The Son, the Savior of the whole world. Because we need somebody who is a preserver, a deliverer. Somebody who is very powerful. Yes. Wow. How many want a very powerful person to really help you? Why do you think people want to be close to the president and other powerful people? They say, the president, he was my son, he was my school friend, he was my classmate. Everybody says that. Especially if you are a younger president. Everybody will say they know you. Wow. So today, you have a savior. You don't need any other savior. Jesus is your savior. And he's my savior. Amen. Now, what exactly is Jesus saving you from? The reason I want to ask this question is because before Jesus came, there was no electricity in Jerusalem. And after he came, there was still no electricity. Is it not true? Very true. Before Jesus came, there was no running water in Jerusalem. And after he came, there was still no running water. So what did he do? There were no roads. We are calling for the government to give us roads. But Jesus came and he went, still no roads. I hope you know asphalt, and it was recently that they invented it. Jesus Christ came to this world. There were no universities. After he left, there were still no universities. 2,000 years ago, who knows when the first university was created? Huh? 1400. This man knows everything. He says 1400. 1400 and something.
Yes.
1400. So now the question is, what exactly did he save us from? Since all these problems were there, and they are still there after he's come and he's gone. Or you don't get what I'm trying to ask. Yeah, like if you say you are a savior, and what have you saved us from? Like you are saving us from what? I'm sure you know when President Rawlings came, he was called Junior Jesus. Yes. JJ, Junior Jesus. It's like he's come to save us from so many things. Yes. Hey! It's a big name to carry, Savior. Yes, to say, not that he would say that you're a savior, but to claim to save people. It's a wild thing because people have a lot of problems. Now, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Look at it. Beautiful. If you like, you can read from verse 20. Behold, while he thought of this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, Joseph, I feel I'm shouting. I need power up here. Joseph, okay, thou son of David, don't be afraid to take unto thee Mary for thy wife. Don't be afraid to marry Mary, because there are people you should be afraid to marry. Yes. You should really be afraid. Yes. There are people you should be afraid to marry. Huh? And Joseph, he knew that there are girls you should be afraid to marry. Now, as he has seen that the person he's going to marry has already missed her period. Hey! And the pregnancy test is positive. Huh? So, the angel, it took an angel. And some of you, an angel hasn't appeared. And you are not afraid. You are moving confidently. Now, let's continue. Don't be afraid, for that which is conceived is of the Holy Ghost. Wow. Pregnancy from the Holy Ghost. Verse 21. It's not Christmas, but it's like a Christmas message. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save. Wonderful salvation. He shall save his people from their sins. So, Jesus didn't bring water. He didn't bring light. He didn't bring universities. He didn't bring cars. He didn't bring roads. He didn't bring anything. So he saved us from what? He came to save us from our sins. Now, sins are actually the biggest problem that we have. You see, once there is evidence against you, you are going to prison. Yes. So, Jesus Christ came to save you and me. Not from lack of electricity or from feeling hot in the night. He came to save us from sins. Now, one time I was in Liberia. I've been to many prisons. I was in a Liberian prison. Very, very dark. Who is the one who went to repair that prison for us? Bonsu. Are you the one who went to Liberia? Come and tell us. I sent him, you know, I've never forgotten that prison. So when I came back, God touched my heart to renovate that prison and change the whole prison. Tell us, when you went, what was it like?
When I went there, the place was very dark. I couldn't even take pictures inside because the place was very dark.
And there were prisoners in it?
Yeah, the prisoners were there. Yes.
You couldn't, if you take a picture, you just see black.
Black.
Because it was very dark. They were like animals in a dark room. The whole prison. With bars. Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
When you walk in, they will be stretching out their hands. It's a wild thing, a prison.
Yeah. And most of them, like, the way the place was so hot. because of the bars, they don't have like proper ventilation there. So
and the toilet is where?
It's inside.
The toilet is with them.
Yeah, with them. So and the toilet, we have to renovate everything for them.
You have to change the toilet.
To change everything.
Yeah. They go to toilet, everything in the same room. In the dark. It's dark. I mean, that's the characteristic. It was frightening. When I went there, I felt of something like hell. Since we went to crusade in Liberia, I always remember that prison. So I sent him to go, and Dr. Nabia and Co. to go and repair the whole place, change everything. So you change it?
Yes, please.
Is it beautiful now?
It's very beautiful. And they were very happy.
They're happy. Yeah.
After we finished everything, they said that they are very grateful. So they sang praises in the night. Thanking you that they are very grateful that you, yeah, because they said in their houses they don't even have tiles in their house, but
house.
Yeah,
but now you did tiles, so, the whole
place. Tiled the place and we painted the whole place.
Wow, beautiful. Jesus said I was in prison. You didn't come there, so it's a blessing. Amen. Now in this particular prison, there is a signboard outside. Did you see that sign? That says number of people who have done this. Did you see that sign? You saw it?
Yes, I saw it.
They say they have maybe 40 people, who are thieves.
Yes.
And then
those who have raped.
Rape, number of rapists are there.
Those who have also killed.
Those who have killed. The number murder. And then what other crimes? They list all.
Yeah,
4, 20, 16. Like that. These are the people here.
And the rape was the highest.
Rape was the highest.
And some of them too have petty crimes, but they were also there. I saw one guy, they were two, and they were telling me that they were fighting on the street. And
they were fighting on the street and they brought them. One of the things when you start prison ministry is to know that everybody says he's not guilty.
Yes.
So that is. They all told you that they haven't done anything.
A point, some of them, in the night, I tried to talk to them, and almost all of them were denying that they didn't commit whatever.
It's a standard you have to know before you go to prison ministry. Everybody said, I didn't do it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So, that signboard, that sign, it was something that struck me. You know, liars are here, thieves, armed robbers, rapists, everything, street fighters. Now, when you read it, you get the feeling that you also should be in prison. So, those people in that prison, do you think they are praying for a car or a beloved? What problem do they have? Are they praying for a job? What are they praying for in the prison? We want to come out. Now, there is a very big prison waiting for all Ghanaians, all Africans, all Europeans, all Americans. I tell you, who have committed crimes. And that prison is hell. And everybody who has done something, this time, you cannot escape. A lot of armed robbers are free. They go to prison. So now the people are afraid to identify them. When they come and they say, oh, can you identify? So I don't know. I don't want to go. Yes. A lot of criminals and liars, people are free. People are free. Walking around as if nothing ever happened. So God, as for God, you can't get away. So God knows that everyone, every sin, every mistake, you are going to pay for it. So now, what is our problem? The people in the prison, their real problem is that they have done what they said they did, didn't do. They did it. And there is evidence. So they are there. They are stuck. And they can't come out. So the real problem is that the sin has already happened. So when God sent Jesus as a savior, it wasn't roads. It sounds even flimsy to even give you roads. Electricity. To give you water. What is water when you are going to hell? The things they are saying, they are true and they will prove it to you. I hear when you are about to die, just before you die, sometimes you have like a flashback of your whole life. How many would like to see a video of so many things? Hey! How many want to block that video? Only those in front want to block the video. Those at the back want the video to come on. So when God sent Jesus, he decided to save us from the number one problem that is really haunting all of us. And that is our sins. It's actually the first part of salvation. But there are many wonders in salvation. Now, how many of you here have told a lie once? Once, raise your hand. How many have told 10 times since you were born? At the back, when you don't raise your hand for this thing, it adds one to the lies. How many will agree that you have told about 100? Look at Ida and others in front raising their hands. 100 lies. A Christian singer. Bishops are raising their hands having told 100 lies. Pastors. Men of God. Okay, how many lies can you estimate? You estimate that you've told? How many lies do you think you've told in a year? So multiply it by your age. If you are 24, and then multiply it. Huh? A few millions. And in that prison, where is he? In that prison, there were people who told lies. Because when you tell a lie in court, it's called what? Perjury. Were there liars in the prison?
Yes, a lot of them.
Lot of them.
A lot of them.
Yes. So it means that all of us here, the grown-ups, those who look very nice, dress up very, look at it with, they all, and these young ones on this side, who look very sweet and very holy, you are all supposed to be in that prison. Hey! So you are estimating how many lies per year? 365 lies. One a day? Less. Some people are saying it's too much. 100. 50 a year. It depends, you see. Some of you told a lot of lies at a certain point. Then the lies came less and less and less till you gave your life to Christ. And it's like you were saying, average of 10 a day by 40 years, you'd have told 146,000 lies. Yes. You should be in prison for life. Yes. Thank you. Congratulate your neighbor and say, Mr. Liar, what is it? Liar, whatever. Thank God for Jesus that you are in the church today. Thank God for Jesus. Shabaya balaba kabaya ndalaba. You see, those from Wesley girls, they feel that they've not told. I know them all. I know them. What Wesley girls? They feel they, you know, they've never done bad things before. Now, how many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy. Raise your hand if you've been jealous before. Like when you heard somebody had a beloved, you weren't so happy. You had a feeling in your heart. You somehow wished it was you and like you were not so happy. Some people even left the church because of somebody's beloved. Huh? You couldn't handle it. Jalu. Now, do you know the Bible says Jesus Christ was crucified because of envy? Yes, that's how serious envy is. He was crucified for envy. Envy. Because of envy. Matthew 27, verse 18. For he knew. This was Pilate. Go back, verse 17. Therefore, when they gathered together, Pilate said to them, who shall you that I release, Barabbas or Jesus, which is Christ? So, these are pastors. Verse 18. For he knew that for envy. So envy is such a serious thing that it can kill the Savior. How many will still confess that you have been jealous or envious before? Charlie, you deserve to go to hell. God has sent his son to save sinners. How many of you have hated somebody before? Hated. Like you really hated the person. You won't raise your hand. Hey! The Bible says that he that hates his brother is a murderer. So that means all of you who just raised your hands are murderers. Those who admitted to hating, you are admitting to murder. Show that scripture. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. So in this church, we are full of liars. God hates liars. Jealous people who could crucify Jesus. And murderers. Homicide. Mr. Bonsu, were there murderers in the place? Liberian prison? I've never been to a prison. They write number of rapists, number of this, number, then the total number we have. Hey, were there murderers? Yeah,
yes, there were a lot of murderers there. So they were going for life imprisonment.
Life?
Yeah, life.
Your whole life?
Your whole life. So some of them, like I was even speaking to them, and they said that they had a prison break. And most of them didn't go because when they didn't go, they don't know how to fend for themselves outside. So they prefer to be there.
After the renovation too, it's also, the place is nicer. Now, fornication. Fornication. That's why some of you be raising legs. So. Now, wait, before you lift your hands, before you lift up your hands, the Bible says, whosoever looks at a woman and has a feeling after her has committed adultery. So, anybody who has had a look at somebody's husband, somebody's wife, raise your hands and your legs up. I see some people by here who are not raised. You see, this area here, they are very, I don't know whether it's a special group. Maybe these are angels. Wow. Hallelujah. Sit down. One, everybody say wonderful. Salvation. Now, how many of you are glad that God sent Jesus Christ to save us from our sins? Yes. Turn to Luke chapter 19 and we are ending with that. As we continue, this is just the first part of salvation. By the seven wonderful weeks, you will have seven wonders in your life. Seven wonders. There are going to be seven wonders in your life. Verse 1. Now Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, or named Kofi Kwame, whatever your name is. And he was chief among the publicans. Hey! A publican was a very bad person who was collecting money illegally. And he was rich. Many rich people are bad. I'm not saying all, but many. Verse 3. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He could not see. Zacchaeus could not see Jesus because he was little of stature. Today, whatever is blocking you from Jesus, physically, keeping you away from Jesus, I cast that obstacle in Jesus' name. It's coming down. Continue. Sit down. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. He ran to see Jesus. Yes. You can't walk when we are going to see Jesus. You must run. How many are ready to run to see Jesus? So when you are coming to church, you are coming to the presence of the Lord. You must come with energy. You see, that's why sometimes when you are too righteous, you see, it's not even good. Because it makes you proud. But this man, he knew he was bad. So he ran to see Jesus. He ran. I'm running. You don't have to come to church coolly, lackadaisically, just moving up. Soon we are going to have, you can see already there are chairs outside. And you will be outside because you don't run. When we are coming to church, that you have to be outside. Yes. Yes. Always on the last bus. Now, listen to the fantastic story. This is a very bad man, but short. And verse 4, please. Verse 4. And he ran and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was to pass that way. When we go to Jerusalem, the first love trip to Israel. How many will be on that first love? We will have a gathering service in Jerusalem. Yes. A prophetic encounter. You see, when we go to Jericho, you see a sycamore tree. Yes. It's quite an unusual tree. It has these funny branches. And it's quite you can see how somebody climbed up into it. Whitish. Yes. Very classic in Jericho. The same place, Jericho, just before you come to Jerusalem. This is where Jesus was passing by. Yeah. And he ran before and climbed up. Whatever you have to climb up to, whatever effort you have to make in order to see Jesus, I see you climbing it now in Jesus' name. Sit down, please. Some people are not able to stand. Verse 5. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Make haste. You see, when God is saving you, you do it quickly. You don't delay. Make haste. When God is rescuing you, do it and do it sharp. That's why injections, we don't give them slowly. If you go and meet a nurse who doesn't know what he's doing, small prick for a long time. That's what we do. Bah, bah. And sometimes you don't even know what happened to you. It's like an insect bite. When you are coming away from sin, don't do it slowly and gradually. Okay, a little today. Okay, so I'll try a bit tomorrow. That's why it's difficult for you. Make haste. Jesus told him, hurry up. Hurry up. As I see you climb the tree, run. I'm coming to your house today. Jesus is coming into your life. Jesus is coming into your situation. Jesus is coming into your life. You must hurry up and be fast about it. Yes. Yes. Candola Bashandala. Yes. There's nothing about God that you ever take your time. Then you don't know what is the devil. Yeah. Today I was praying, you know, in the night. Then I said, I'm going to bind devils. Then I saw a hole. A hole. You know, like, it's like a hole in the ground. And the Lord said to me, there's a snake in the hole. So I have to put my hand and bring it out. I said, look at something. There are serpents and things waiting to bite you. See, they are hiding in places. So when you also take your time, it's like, you know, I once had a vision called, that even when you go to Anakazo, you see a place called Snake Junction. Yes, it was from a vision that I had. Yeah. It was like I had finished doing something and I was riding a bicycle and I was going somewhere. And when I got to a junction, it was like I should go right. But I decided to just slow down and take my time to sort of see. I knew that, look, this is the right thing. But I just took my time. As I took my time, a very long, slim snake. I can still see it. Small, like very thin and long. Came to the junction and decided to follow me. So I turned right and I started going. And the snake followed me all the way to where I was going. And I was trying to get rid of the snake, but the snake has located me. Then I woke up. Look. When you get to Snake Junction, don't dilly-dally. So, should I? Before you realize, something has attached itself to you and it's following you for the rest of your life. Because when you got to that junction, you were not sharp and smart. Yes? It really ministered to me. I can still see myself on that bus. It was in the evening. It was in the evening. And I was just alone at the junction. Instead of just keep on, no, this is the right junction. You see, there are junctions of your life. When you get there, you don't have to dilly-dally. No, this is the right thing. Just move. Sharp, like a knife. So I preached a whole camp called Snake Junction. Yes, a whole camp. Because I was really moved by it. The Lord was saying, when you get to a junction of your life, don't play the fool. Don't delay. That's why Jesus said, Zacchaeus, hurry up. Make haste. You see, because there will be maybe another person in town who will come up and then before I realize, they say, oh, this one is ready. The dinner is ready over here. That's Zacchaeus. He said he was coming and he was. So if you don't mind to come here, rather, Zacchaeus is not, he's coming around 8. So really, he's coming. I'm on my way to Jerusalem. When you are going to Jerusalem from Jordan River, you come to Jericho. It's like an isolated town. Palestinians and Arabs there. Then after that, you continue to Jerusalem. It's isolated. And Jesus was passing by. He was just walking by. And here was Zacchaeus. He said, make haste. I'll come to your house today. I've chosen to come to your house. Some of you, somebody choose you and say, I'll marry you. You should have made haste to say, yes, my Lord. It's an honor. But you just went around like this. A snake has located you. A snake of something and it's following you. Yeah. Whatever junction you are at, if God has called you, obey Him. If God is saving you, just make haste and move away. In Jesus' name. I curse any snake following any of my sheep in Jesus' name. Back. Yes. And he made haste. Wow. and came. This is how to be saved. You don't joke with salvation. Don't joke with your church. Don't joke with your church. Don't joke with salvation. You do it quickly. If I had not been saved when I was young, do you think I'll be saved now? Save of what? How I would have criticized the church. I would have criticized pastors. As I honor Archbishop today, I would have criticized him. So many things I would say. It's easy. Pastors are easy to criticize. We are easy to criticize. I can't even imagine the things I would have been saying. And before you realize, something negative is following you. Make haste. Calm down and you receive him joyfully. You must be happy about it. That's why we are happy in church. Look, if you are not happy here, go somewhere else. It's not by force to come to church. How many are happy to be here? Yes. If you are not happy to be here, go somewhere where you will be happy. Yeah. But we are happy here. Tell the person who's sitting by, look, let me tell you, we like it here. We like it here. We like it here. Yeah, there's Misha in the church. Verse 7. Beautiful. And then when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be the guest of a man that is a sinner. Now, I tell you, there are some people who object to you coming to church here. Yes. Look, no matter what, there are people who feel that you shouldn't be saved. Yes. By you, pa. By you, I know you. One day a pastor was preaching. He said his singer was singing in church. And then she finished singing. After he called her and said, I don't remember her name. Anna, Antoinette, whatever. He said, what happened when you were singing? He said, what do you mean? He said, look, in the middle of the song, something happened to you. And the song changed. The singing changed. You know what she said to the pastor? She said, pastor, how did you know? She said, I know you. Something happened. What happened? She said, when I was singing, I remembered something and I became confused in the song. Yes. You see, there are things that come to your mind. You become a little disoriented. But I came to tell you that if Jesus has accepted you in the church, don't let anybody murmur and take you away from the church. Yes. As for the memories, they'll be there. People have murmured about me. Who is that? One pastor said, who is that? Why that? Who is that? Taki Womo. They speak my name as if my name is Feces. As if they are Taki Womels. Taki Womels. That's how they pronounce my name. That's how they say. Taki Womels. Yes. Oh, I've heard it many times. It's like I shouldn't be. I shouldn't even be a pastor. Taki Womels. Some people will always not be happy when they see you. One lady, she was preaching. As she was preaching, she saw her boyfriend. That is her former boyfriend. She was this type of. Wow. The way she saw him. Amasatoya la babanda la baba. One day I saw somebody that the presence of the person confuses one of the saved people. I mean, somebody who is in the church. So I said, look, it's better you go to another church so that there will be no disorientation. Yeah. Because when a person sees you, he becomes disoriented. Nobody can move you. I said, nobody can move you. I said, nobody can move you. Zacchaeus. They said a man has gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Lord, behold, half of my goods I give to the poor. You see, salvation goes with actions. You can't just say, I'm saved, I'm saved. You see the boy who gave the testimony? He said the things all started to drop off him. A tree that dies, you don't have to speak to the leaves. Hey, leaves! Leaves, do you know you are dead? Leaves, do you know you are on a dead tree? No, if a tree dies, the leaves will fall off by themselves. So when you are saved, certain things begin. Great, look at this man. He's giving half of my goods I give to the poor. That is, that he's now into giving. Then apart from that, if I have taken anything from anybody by false accusation, that is, all his wrong things, he is reversing them times four. Look at it. Look at it. Fourfold. Yes. So apart, you may tell that, oh, he has stolen a lot, so he's giving half. No. He's restoring the what he has stolen times four back to everybody. But he knows what he's done. Then apart from that, the riches that he has, he's dividing it in two and he's sowing a seed. This real repentance. It's not about talking. Oh, I'm saved. Oh, thank God I'm saved. I'm just, oh, honey, honey, where are you, baby? If you are saved, there will be actions that show your salvation, your turning around, your repentance. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, look, there has to be some action. So if you are really saved, there must be some turning around. You cannot be the same. Salvation changes you. Salvation changes you. My mother said, if anybody is saved, dad, she didn't know what it was. My mother was not a Christian then. She didn't know what it was. She said, this born again. But if anybody said, my son is saved. That's what that's the testimony she gave about me. What testimony can anybody give about you after being saved? Are you still the same moody person with the same bad attitude? The same, you will not work at home, you will not do anything, you don't honor your father, you don't honor your mother. Every bad thing that you used to do, you can't be. Zacchaeus, he says, today salvation has come. Salvation has come. And make haste, hurry up, change. And Zacchaeus changed. Salvation, pure salvation. If all of us are the same level of fornication, even if there's fornication, it should even be less. The Bible says it should not be mentioned even once. But it's mentioned at the same levels. But from today, whatever thing you came with from the world, I see you restoring it fourfold in the name of Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus is one of the beautiful examples of salvation. Verse 10. And Jesus said, this day, what has happened this day? Salvation. Yes. You see, this is the beginning of wonders in your life. Yeah. This is the beginning of wonders. A change in your life. Really. No, I'm changed. My life is not the same. I have a new life. I have a new life. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. I'm not perfect, but there's a change. That's what change, there's a change. Yeah. Salvation brings about changes. It brings about reversals. It brings about turnaround. You must be able to turn. There's a real turn. People can see a change. That's what happened with Zacchaeus. I mean, I like Zacchaeus. In fact, how many are going to make friends with Zacchaeus when you get to heaven? Like, Charlie, four times of what he stole is returned. I mean, most people at least, okay, I'll give the money I stole, but times four. It's like I'm trying to undo what I did. I want to undo it. And then apart from that, I know that I'm prosperous. I'm going to sow a seed. Half of everything. Wow. He says, today, the wonder of salvation. And some of you don't know. It's just a character that has not changed in you, that's holding back your blessing. If you ask an older man who is experienced what he would choose, he's not likely to mention, oh, I want size 14, size 23 pants, and size 19. An experienced person. Whether the breasts are now using at the back or turning to the, you will be surprised what the person will choose. Yes, and he's looking beyond. He's become like God. He sees beyond beauty, which is vain. Beauty is nothing. Beauty. Oh. Beauty, just now, no, is it that you've changed? Almost everybody, when you look at the person in a certain way, the person can look like a monkey. But after church, you just look at anybody near you and just look at the person in a way. See that there's a monkey-like aspect of the person. Just concentrate in a way. And you see that there's some monkey feature somewhere there. Like you have to sort of stare at the person. Wow. I see a change. I see the wonders of salvation working in your life. This day is salvation. Come to this house. For as much as he is also a son of Abraham. Yeah. Verse 10. Beautiful verse. Verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. I want you to tell your neighbor, never look at me with those eyes again to try to keep me away from my place in the house of God. I don't want no eyes looking at me in this place. I have a right. I'm also a son of Abraham. I have my place here. I have my place here. How many are excited about salvation? How many are changing from today? How many are restoring fourfold some of the old things? You are going to try and undo it times four. In Jesus' name, stand to your feet. Tell somebody the wonders of salvation. Now, I prophesy 7 wonder-filled, wonderful weeks of salvation for you. In this 7 weeks, starting from today. Yes. Beautiful. So, every week, come to church expecting another step on the ladder that is taking you higher into the wonders of God's prophetic salvation for your life. Turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 76. Just put it up. Luke 1, 76. Beautiful. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. Huh? For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Are you looking at it? Verse 77. Beautiful. To give knowledge of salvation. That's the word. God is giving you knowledge of salvation. Lift your hand and receive prophetic salvations over the next 7 weeks. Beginning from today, you are experiencing the wonders of salvation. Father, thank you for the blessing. Today, as we lift our hands, we thank you for Zacchaeus, a man whose sins were forgiven. Oh, thank you that we all have a chance to be in your house, a chance to serve you, a chance to follow you. Thank you for your blessing in Jesus' name. Put your hand on your heart. I feel like praying for you. Father, bless us all with these wonders of salvation. Let us experience good things and healing from our sins and our past tax collection sins. May we be free from every curse. By the washing of the blood of Jesus, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Every head bowed and every eye closed, if you are here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, but you want to give your life to Jesus today, you want to be born again today, and give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand very quickly and I'm praying with you. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be saved like Zacchaeus. I want my sins to be washed away. I'm not sure whether if I die, I'll go to heaven or hell. But pray with me and help me. Then if you are here like that, lift your right hand. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, I see all your hands. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come. Come quickly.
Come unto Jesus.
Come, come, come quickly. Quickly.
Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his way.
All right. Lift up your hands. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. Please wash away my sins. Make me a new person. I give my life to you. I love you, Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Now, I'm giving you a book. All of you are in front here. It's called How You Can Be a Strong Christian. Okay? How You Can Be a Strong Christian. So, everybody here, those of you who have this book, when we close, it's your ticket to come to that special place of address. All of you who came to the front, hold this book and come. If you don't come with the book, they won't let you come there. So, hold the book and come there. We are going to pray with you. 2 minutes, and then you go back to your house. Lift your hand, let me pray for you. Father, thank you for saving, washing, and preparing in the blood of Jesus. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. It's time for communion. Take the bread now. You may be seated. Take the bread and the wine as we pray over it. And there have been so many prophetic blessings already. Yes. But Jesus said, this is my flesh. My flesh. My body. Which is broken for you. Today, some of you are going to receive a brain transplant form. Your academic work is going to improve. Because the flesh of Jesus Christ is coming into your flesh. A brain transplant. Some of you are receiving a character transplant because your character is not from your flesh. So as you receive the flesh of Jesus, he says, this is my flesh. This is my body. My body. This is my body. Yes, this is my body, which is broken. This is my body. My flesh. And this is my blood in Matthew. This is my blood, my flesh, my blood. Wow.
Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
Stand to your feet.
The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion,
Father,
of the blood of Christ.
Thank you.
The bread which we break,
as we receive the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said this is my body.
It is the meal of God.
My flesh. Whatever is not in the flesh of Jesus will not be inside us also. Any poison or bad part of our bodies, we receive the body of Jesus Christ. And we know that we are healed and we are made whole. We are receiving replacements for every sick part of our lives and of our bodies. Thank you for this healing in Jesus' name. The body, the flesh. This, Lord, we declare to be the flesh, the body of Jesus Christ, and we receive it as such. The body of Jesus Christ. many know that if there is acid, acid, you can pour something inside and it will neutralize it. Alkaline. Today, this is the alkaline that is neutralizing any acid in you. Whatever is in you that is like acid, destroys you, bites you, wounds you, cuts you, dissolves you, hurts you, spoils your blood, I declare, by this drink, said, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink. May this drink neutralize any painful and acidic thing in you that is eating you up. Is declared neutralized in the name of Jesus Christ. Let his blood work a new work in you. And let healing and grace come into your life. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Your hands for your blessing. May all shameful things in your life be washed away. For shame, may you have double honor. For disgrace, may you have double honor. For every regrettable thing in your life, may you have double honor. May the blood of Jesus be the lifting up of your head. May God restore to you whatever you have lost. Whatever ran away from you, I call it back in the spirit in Jesus' name. Whatever ran out of your house, I call it back in Jesus' name. I see something running out of your house, but it belongs to you. I say, come back now in Jesus' name. Receive grace now. Receive divine angels to assist you. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive healing in your life. Receive healing in your character. Whatever doesn't make you attractive for somebody to love you, somebody to propose to you, I scratch it off you now in Jesus' name. I command you to be blasted with glory and virtue and beauty from the Lord. From today, people will start choosing you. You will start having options. And God is restoring whatever is lost. Lift your hands. Father, send back every goat, every cow, every donkey that is missing. I prophesy to missing donkeys, missing goats, missing cows, missing jewelry, missing treasures. I say to you, come back, come back, come back home, come back home, come back home. And let your bowels be filled with joy. Let your treasures be filled with the treasures from the Lord. May the power of God work on your behalf and restore unto you anything that has run away from your house and that is lost to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You have recovered. You see, I saw a gate open. It was something like a dog. But it's not, it's your dog. It's not somebody's dog. It ran out. That's why I was calling it back in the spirit. Whatever has run away has come back. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated in the Lord and clap for it.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Wood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.